Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, John Stone. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Cecil Travis. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Shanti Hagen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Weaver. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Monty Weaver. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tony Peete. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Whitehead. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Whitehead. And now, play ball. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Meyer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Almada. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bonura moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Stone. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Bonura scores. Appling moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Weaver. Appling scores. Hayes moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weaver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats QL for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead strikes out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen strikes out. One out. Monty Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver takes first base on ball 4. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-1 in the game. Almada hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Weaver moves to second. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive into right field. Walker picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Walker. Weaver scores. Almada moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, White Sox. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis juggles the ball. That's an error on Lewis. Appling moves to third. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hayes. The throw from Hagen and he is out, Meyer applying the tag. Appling scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-1, White Sox. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehead hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Whitehead moves to second. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weaver fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Whitehead moves to third. Krivic moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bonura hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Almada. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Whitehead scores. Krivic scores. Walker goes all the way around to score. It's 9-1, White Sox. Sid Cohen now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bonura scores. It's 10-1, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Hagen and he is out, Travis applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel is 0 for 1 in the game. Quel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Quel reaches second base with a double. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hagen hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a pop-up beyond first. QL can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pete hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitehead hits a line drive into center field. Almada picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Almada. Hayes scores. Sewell goes all the way around to score. Whitehead moves to third. It's 12-1, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into right field. Walker picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Walker. Lewis goes all the way around to score. Meyer moves to third. It's 12-2, White Sox. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stone hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Meyer scores. It's 12-3, White Sox. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Travis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. QL hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Travis moves to second. It's 12-4, White Sox. Shanti Hagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hagen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hagen hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Farrell pinch hits for Sid Cohen. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Senators 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Cascarella now pitching. Fred Sington now playing left field. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Bonura hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stone. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sington. Appling reaches second base with a double. Bonura scores. It's 13-4, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Almada takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lewis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Almada moves to third. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Almada scores. One out. It's 13-5, White Sox. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. Lewis moves to second. Two outs. Fred Sington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lewis scores. It's 13-6, White Sox. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Senators 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell now catching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Whitehead hits a fly ball into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Radcliffe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Senators 6. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Quel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cascarella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cascarella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Senators 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stone. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Krivic moves to third. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 4-for-4 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. Krivic scores. 2 outs. It's 14-6, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a pop-up towards third. Lewis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 14, and the Senators 6. The Senators will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Almada hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Lewis hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 14-8, White Sox. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Fred Sington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 14, and Washington Senators, 8. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.